This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Betch Slapped. I'm Aileen.
I'm Samantha.
And thank you, Sammy, for finally coming back. And I now have someone to host this podcast with. Last week, I was all alone.
Oh, you're very
fending
welcome.
For myself.
You're very... Wait, you literally spoke...
No, we had Nicole from Cosmo come.
Okay, well...
That was fun, but like still.
I should listen to it.
It was the Aileen show.
Yeah. So, you probably loved it.
I did.
So we just got back from Coachella.
Yeah. So it was like great. Like Just Fab sent us there to do like a press preview of our collaboration that we're doing. But besides that, it was like extremely not like what you would see on Instagram, right? Like there's a lot of behind the scenes bullshit,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So let's talk about how like some of the parties are like completely staged and fake, and like you kind of just see everyone like taking like selfies and smiling like for the sake of Instagram, and then they like turn around and they're like, fuck my life.
Yeah, like, literally. They're bitching about the gun.
Yeah, like literally, like people are just smiling and taking like piggyback rides in front of the Ferris wheel, and then they're like shooting each other. At one point, we were just sitting in the field. This was an actual Coachella, and observing like various couples getting into fights.
Oh, that was the best part. I was like, they're really angry. I could tell the woman is walking away. She's infuriated, yeah. And the guy is like following her to make sure she doesn't do anything rash.
Yeah, Aileen did like a whole analysis.
Yeah, and then I saw another one where like the girl screamed like, "I don't want to be married to you," and then the guy noticed that everyone was watching, and he like just started laughing it off, and then he like slowly went to go follow her.
That's so embarrassing.
There was just like a lot of fighting. It was a shit show.
Yeah. Neon Carnival was really fun. We were right behind The Weeknd and Drake and Selena.
Yeah, and apparently did like Pete. I don't know how to say Pete. Puff Daddy.
Pete
Sean Combs.
The artist formerly known as Puff Daddy
was there with French Fondant. It was really fucking cool, yeah. Honestly. But like,
yeah, it was fun.
Though I feel like the entire like purpose of the festival is to make people feel jealous that they're not there, which is what I didn't like about it.
Right, definitely, because everyone just shows you like the really cool stuff, but I guess what else would you show?
Yeah, we need to do like an expose of like the instead of people posing, people caught. So it's really like instead of a girl like posing like by the Ferris wheel, it's a girl like stuck with like holding her cigarette and like looking like a fucking mess. Yeah. Like, wait, hold my cigarette, like kind of thing. Like, that's the scene you get.
Also, like, let's talk about how to get anywhere, you need to drive for a half hour
and then walk
for a half hour. Like, and that, like, the Uber pickups are a total clusterfuck.
Yeah, it's like walk through the desert for like 35 minutes to go stand in the desert.
Yeah, pretty much. And let's talk about the attack. Okay, so this is the thing that's like
attack.
Really sketchy. Okay, so at the end of Coachella, like Sunday night when it's like about to end, let's say we were leaving at like 9 o'clock, and there was like still more performers after we were leaving.
Like the big headliners, we were there during the day. We wanted to leave.
Yeah, because we had a flight at 3 a.m. Yeah. So we were walking out like on this desert trek that we mentioned earlier, and apparently it's a thing to like just come to Coachella, like for people who don't have passes, just come to Coachella on Sunday night and like hope that someone will sell you their band or just give you their band, like rip it off their wrist.
Wait,
which is
but
like,
no, but like, yes, there's people who asked to buy, but then there was people who were like, when you were like, yeah, I just can't get it off my hand. People were like, don't worry, I'll get it for you. And then they literally like start attacking her with like scissors or like knives. And like it was
trying to get the thing off my wrist.
It was assault, honestly. Yeah. It was assault. And I was like, you were like, yeah, sure, you could take it. I'm like, seeing your wrist get red, and I'm like, that's enough. Meanwhile, I'm like high as fuck. Like, what's happening?
It was like literally like a zombie apocalypse. Like
of like
wrist,
Coachella.
Yeah, like a Coachella wristband rape. Like it was literally. I felt truly violated by the way people were like grabbing at my arm. It was stuck on my arm. I put it on too tight. Didn't know that this was a thing that you have to be able to take it off to give it to all the vultures. Like,
it was vulture central.
It was actually
like flower crown vultures.
It was like the flower crown massacre.
Oh my god, no one died though, so don't worry about that.
Okay, but it was crazy.
But anyway, so if you want to go Coachella, good luck.
It's also like, okay, another thing is that it's so expensive, and there's no way that like half the people there can possibly afford to be there and still be like vaguely financially stable. But
that's true.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, But it was fun otherwise.
Yeah, it was really fun. Of course, we had to like sit and dissect it.
Yeah, no, we have to dissect everything.
It was really fun. It was really fun. And I totally was one of the people sitting there dissecting it. And then just please take this Instagram for me.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, please take this Instagram. You literally did. You were like, I hate this place. Please take this Insta of me in front of this Ferris wheel. And I was like, okay, how's this? You're like, no, do 10 more.
Just experiencing it like a real Coachella goer.
Okay, let's talk about Girls finale because that's really important to our culture because we've been watching Girls forever. Like it was started a long time ago, 6 seasons.
It started in 2012. Remember when we stalked the filming? Yeah. We used to have an office in Brooklyn in 2012 and we stalked the filming of Girls once.
Yeah, we were like trying to find Lena Dunham. Unsuccessfully. Like, I don't know what we were thinking, but it was still kind of fun to pretend like we were going to find her.
Yeah.
But yeah, so what did you think?
I have many things that I can say I didn't like about it, but the truth is I never think the plot is very good. I never think the things that happen is very good, but I really like the show anyway. Like, yeah, whatever, like the breastfeeding plot line, like, okay, fine. But like, I still enjoy the show because the dialogue's really good. Like, I don't even feel like I watch it to like see what actually is going to happen. I don't really care what's going to happen. I just think the lines are good.
I agree with you on that part. Like, I understood what they were trying to do. Like, the first episode of the season one was like the mom was like feeding Hannah and like, you know, they're having like the dinner and she's like, I need more money. And then the end one, Hannah's feeding her kid.
Right.
Like, I get that. And like the whole full circle, blah, 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 blah. But like, there were so many opportunities to make Marnie like a real person in the show. Like, or just the one really good opportunity for when she like sort of broke up, when she sort of had that like breakdown of like, she can't go back to her old boyfriend who was like apparently a heroin addict, right? Like that episode. But then she just went back to her old ways. And I don't know. I agree with you. I watched the show. It's not my show. I don't agree with the plot.
Right. Same.
But it's just that. You still want to enjoy, like, what happens to the characters. Like,
right.
I don't know.
I just feel like maybe I never expected that because I never felt that way about the show. Like, even from, like, the very beginning, I always liked it, but I always thought, like, none of the, like, actual happenings of the show are, like, realistic or relatable to me, or I would never pick these things to be the things that happen. Like, okay, but going back to Marnie, like, I feel that maybe the point of never making her a real character was that, like, Marnie the Michaels, like, that is her character. She's not a real person. Like,
but how do you have a person that's not a real person? Isn't the whole point of creating characters that last over, like, 6 seasons is that she has to be, like, relatable in some way?
Well, I think we know people who, like, they exist and they're not, like,
they're just
kind
delusional.
Of like Marnie.
Well, what I liked about the end, honestly, was that, like, it was sort of you think back on the first season and they have all these girls like have this like these hopes and dreams to becoming XYZ, and in the end it's sort of like nothing really pans out. Like, Marnie's not
only
a singer.
For Shoshana,
like, sort of, yeah,
I think Shoshana got the life she wanted,
but what they were
and
sort
Elijah.
Of saying was like, it's okay if it doesn't, like, shit will happen. Like, it's okay if you don't end up the way that you thought you might. But like Hannah probably didn't want a baby with like some random dude that she wasn't in her life. But it's like, things go on and things are okay.
Right.
And like, that's just what life is, which I thought was good. Like, when the mom was telling Marnie, like, this isn't your life. Like,
I loved the mom.
Same. I loved the
she
mom.
She was like stealth.
She's the shit.
She was great. Like,
wow. I love when she was screaming.
My favorite thing is she was like, you know who else is emotional pain? Fucking everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, you were just saying that to me.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah. No, love the mom.
And I also loved watching Hannah like talk to the baby like he were like a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, just to be like, you know, I don't even like you anyway. Like, that kind of, or like, he hates me. She's like, babies don't hate you.
Right. It's so funny. So funny. No, I didn't really feel any sense of like closure for any of the characters. I don't know. Like, I guess I just don't, like, I never felt, like, bonded to the show on the level that, like, I truly cared that much about any of the, like, substance of it. I always just thought the dialogue was good. And it's entertaining. And, like, it's a good show. Like,
yeah, I agree. Well, please email us. Tell us what you thought. We can, like, discuss it further if you want. Or, like, we don't have to.
Or we don't have to because it's
but
over.
But definitely let us know what you think. What's our email? Slapped@betches.com.
Slapped@betches.com.
Okay. Continuing on this finale
Run.
Run. Let's talk about Vandy Pump.
I'm so upset there's not more. Like, how
I'm
would it be over?
So upset.
Can we talk about how this morning when I so I didn't watch it last night, but I watched it this morning in the office and I got through the entire episode before I realized I was actually watching last year's reunion.
Didn't you like feel like they didn't talk about the wedding?
I thought it was weird that their outfits were changed. I thought it was weird how many times they were like playing old clips, but I thought like, but it just shows that I was arguing about the same shit because I couldn't even tell the difference. I didn't notice until there was nothing about Shay, which I was waiting for.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, maybe.
Okay, that was the craziest part, honestly, because it felt really like real and
really
uncomfortable because everyone else sitting there was really uncomfortable. The best part, like, yeah, it was painful for like Shay and Sheena, but watching Stassi's reactions, because she literally was like crawling out of her skin. She like wanted to get the fuck out of there. She was like not sure where to look. It was really uncomfortable.
You were like watching a couple live resolve their issues. Like obviously these issues have not been resolved.
Oh my God. That was insane. And then when she was like, Sheena was like looking at her makeup and then Bravo Andy called her out on it. And he's like, why are you obsessively? She's like, I'm just really uncomfortable. Which you could feel. You could literally feel how uncomfortable. She's just like, I need to not look anywhere but like myself.
Yeah. No, it looked. Yeah. It was really bad. I watched
it. She looked like she was just about to break down. And the only way she could is just like block her view of
him. It was like exploitative. It was really sad.
It was 100% exploitative. Like you can tell. Like the fact that they didn't
they
see
really
each other before.
They didn't want to do that. And they shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, I felt, honestly, at the end, like, I didn't think I would feel bad for Shay, but I felt really bad for
him. Well, I think he's, like, a sick person, which is sad. Remember when Jax was like, I just feel like this is an obstacle that God put in front of the two of them? I was like, goes to church once? Like,
yeah, and then Brittany was like, oh, good.
Yeah.
I kind of also really liked Jax. He was, like, saying, like, he seems like he's finally grown into like, an adult at 40-something. But
No, I think Brittany, like, really did, like, wonders for him.
Yeah, it was cute when he was like, Brittany's like the best thing that's ever happened to me. I've like blah blah blah.
He's like a real human being now.
Yeah, he is.
Isn't that weird that like you could drastically change from like a relationship, like you as a person?
Yeah, but also like you're 40, like maybe pushing 50. I don't know how old is he is. People need to like grow up.
Right, he needs to grow up, but why didn't he grow up like before Brittany? Like it was obviously her.
Sweet gal makes those ham and cheese sandwiches.
he's like on the treat system.
Wait, so did you hear that Lala might be getting her own spinoff with Lisa? It's apparently about the dogs, like her dog show.
That's so
I will not watch that.
I won't either.
About that. I don't like Lala. I don't think she's that entertaining. I know people do. I like James way more.
Lala's only entertaining in the context.
I do not give a fuck about Lisa's dog shop.
Me either.
Like not, save Yulin forever. Stop Yulin forever.
It's just like Lisa's dogs, like, okay, like.
But if there was a Tom Tom show,
yeah.
I'm there in 30 seconds. Tom Sandoval is my favorite human
being.
What
kind of drama is there going to be at the dog shop?
Dogs shitting everywhere. Yeah. It's the drama that happens in our office because Sammy has a dog now and she's just trying to treat
him.
They
know. He's getting much Brucey. Better. He's not here today because he's.
Oh, yeah, you're not taking selfies, so obviously it's not here right now.
Yeah, it's not here.
Okay, let's do Dear Betch. Yes?
Yes.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Okay, do you want to read it?
Sure. Dear Betch, first of all, your advice is fabulous, and my friends and I are totally obsessed with the podcast.
I feel like we promise we don't write these compliments before we put this
in. Yeah. However, we think Stassi's brother, Nikolai, needs to come on the pod. He was like the fucking Dalai Lama. It's Llama, but this person wrote Lami, giving out life advice on the VPR reunion, and we need him to be as honest about our shambly lives as he was with our Lord and Savior, Jack Taylor. I feel like this girl's British. I can't explain why. So the other day, I was hungover AF, sitting on the couch at like 10 a.m. I'm scrolling through snaps, and I get one from this kid who I talk to occasionally. We are friends and are flirty, but have never hooked up. I open the snap to a fucking unsolicited dick pic. It was tight zoom and had a two-lined caption. To make it worse, this kid had accidentally added a dick pic to his story a couple months back. He clearly has some Anthony Weiner shit going on or is literally an exhibitionist. I threw my phone and was so shook. I didn't know what to reply, and we haven't talked since, which is awk. So the question is, what does one respond to an unsolicited dick pic? And how do you go on with your day functioning as a normal human in society after? Also, is attempting to bridge things with Carlos Danger worth it? He is pretty hot and has solid hookup potential. Sincerely, not down, bitch.
She's not down.
Okay. Well, I think you just ignore the dick pic.
I really want to know what he wrote in his two-lined caption. Same. Like, I feel like that was...
How did you leave that detail out?
Yeah, like, what did he write? Did he ask you for dinner? Did he ask you, like, to fondle his balls? Like,
was it a pun?
Yeah, was there, like, some cap genius pun that he used? What do? If it's a complete stranger, you throw your phone and, like, freak out and block them. But if it's, like...
Maybe he thought
unless
you
like
down.
The dick pics. But... Yeah, I think he was just testing the waters. Like, really, he was testing whether or not you were down. And it seems like you're not.
Yeah, so ignore the dick pic, but, like...
So what would you say? Be like, whoa, that was... If you really want to talk to him, just be like, whoa, that was forward. If you want to send pictures of your boobs, I would really suggest doing
hiding
it without your face in it. Like, if you're going to do it safely here.
No, but everyone knows
we're like a cool moms here.
Yeah, but
I prefer you guys
matter.
Do it in the house.
It doesn't matter if you don't show your face because it's all linked to you. Your phone,
it
your
Snapchat. But you can deny.
How can you deny? It's your stuff. It's your account. Someone hacked
me. I personally, my stance is don't send.
With the face.
Anything. Not even. Like, it's
at
just
all.
The internet.
Yeah.
The internet is not yours. The internet is everyone's. Don't send shit.
Yeah.
It's just like.
It'll get out.
Hang out with them in person and just flash them really quick as soon as they get there. It'll be the same effect, if not more fun.
Yeah. It's more surprising.
It's more surprising. Surprise!
And you don't have to come up with a caption.
Yeah, it's less creative. Then again, there are no filters in real life. There's no dogs in my nipples.
Okay.
But yeah, so yeah, if you're really down, I would just like respond, whoa, that was forward. When can we hang out?
No, I think she means if not down to hook up. I don't think she's down for like sending nudes. I think she's down to hook up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So respond being like, whoa, that was forward. When can we hang out? Not like.
Yeah. I mean, obviously he's down.
Here's
so.
My. Vagine.
Yeah.
But yeah. But again, I don't send I really wouldn't put it out there on the internet. It's not bad. It's not good.
The internet isn't written in pencil mark, it's written in ink.
Yeah, we love the social network. Okay, I'm gonna read the next one. Dear bitches. Not to sound like a cliche bitch, but I read your books on the website. Guys, this is becoming too much. Stop it. I'm blushing.
They're not done with the compliment.
But I read your books, the website, and listen to the podcast religiously, and I love you three. Anyway, the Slay Your Pay campaign you've been featuring has been an eye-opener to me, as big as the eye-opener you get when you realize your BBB, that's back burner bro for all of you old-timey readers, has a tiny dick. I added the old-timey bros. I'm a sophomore in college studying business and pre-law and was given the opportunity to intern at a law firm. This internship has quickly turned into a full-time job and a ton of responsibilities that sometimes includes me taking work home. Although I don't mind, considering this is a taste of what my life will be like once I become an attorney, I'm definitely not getting the financial compensation I know I deserve and need because this bitch likes her Louboutins and parents are bitching about their credit card bill. Oops. By the way, I'm the only female at the firm, and although I'm not intimidated by the male attorneys, And how do I come across as the bad batch I truly am while asking for a raise without seeming like a desperate, nagging, nice girl? Yours truly, legally brunette bitch. Good one, actually.
Okay. This is like kind of a technical question and like kind of complicated. So is it a summer internship? Is it
here are my follow-up questions.
Yeah. Is it like a week? Like, how much are you actually working? Those are all important questions. But I think ultimately, because you were hired as an intern, like, you agreed to whatever, like, pay structure they were going to give you, assuming that they aren't, like, crazy, assigning you, like, crazy hours that were not outlined.
How do you have a full-time job if you're a junior in college? I don't get it.
She's interning while she's a sophomore.
Yeah, but this quickly turned into a full-time job.
I don't think she means
they're not paying her.
She means, like, it's taking all the time.
Oh, this is hard.
Yeah.
This is rough because, like, you're not going to graduate in a while, so, like, what are...
Yeah, right. It's not like you're, like, really trying to turn it into a job. So, I mean, I think that, like, it depends how much you like it. So if you really like doing this and you want to keep doing it until, like, the end of college and you want it to be, like, a really stable thing, you should maybe, like, after putting in like a really solid amount of work, like a month or something of doing this like all the time, like sitting down with like your direct boss and ask or HR and saying like, I do like a lot more work than I thought when I, you know, I thought I was starting this internship. Only say that if it's actually true, by the way.
Yeah.
Like if it really seems like you're doing a lot more than you were like expected to or like escalated really quickly, then you can say that. And you should say something like, would it be possible to like redefine my hours or possibly like...
So I have time for school.
Yeah. And my salary. And like frame it that like you're a student because you are and that's important and really want them to take you seriously.
You also should frame, like you should also let them know that you love the job. Like you love being there and you want to make it work for yourself.
Yeah.
So that like you can have time to do both school so you don't hurt your like grades at school and you don't jeopardize your position there while also like not doing the best work possible for them. Like make it like super positive so that they feel like you're thinking of them first.
Right. And make it like you want it to just be like more clearly defined because like it seems, I don't know from their perspective, but from your perspective, it seems like it changed than what you were like signing up for. So you're just basically saying you want to like reevaluate the like the parameters of everything. And like, I don't know what you're getting paid, if it's like really a really low amount, but like along with how you redefine your job, you can then like ask for like pay that matches that if what you're already getting doesn't.
And I would do some research to find out how much people are getting paid and for what you're doing.
Right. I mean, interns at law firms are like big ones are usually like prorated for like they actually like get the salary, just smaller amounts. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know if you're in that position because you're not a law student. No, you're definitely not. You have to be a law student probably to get that. But like, it's really good that you're doing this like so early and that you're like
passionate about it. Yeah,
that's
amazing. And it's a good idea to ask people for advice.
Yeah, and they'll probably like take you seriously as long as you seem like you're serious about the job and like as a student and like you're not just like this isn't a money grab. It's more of like a like you're just trying to like get your like shit in order. grab.
Yeah, totally. But honestly, like our whole like campaign with Slayer Pay has been so fucking successful. We're like really so proud of you guys, ourselves obviously, because we've been getting so many pictures, so many stories of being like the only female pilots, firefighters, surgeons, all that shit sent to our email, and we really want to keep it coming. Like, just bring it to our attention. We'd love to hear it. We'd love to share your stories. We can make them funny if you want us to.
Yeah.
Again, our email is slapped, SLAPPED, at betches.com. Okay,
Sammy.
Should
we play some games?
Yeah, let's play some fucking games.
Great. Go.
Okay. Okay, girl spesh for just this one. Would you rather have Hannah Horvath be your mom or have Marnie Michaels be your girlfriend? Like if I was a lesbian, if I was a boy. Yeah, I think that's what it means.
It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, just, like your
would
friend,
you rather be dating someone with Marnie Michaels' personality?
Yeah, or having Hannah as your mom. That's like so hard.
Well, here's the thing. You could like break up with Marnie and Hannah would always be your mom because like your mom's always your mom.
Yeah, but I don't think that you can do that in this. Let's say you can't break up with your boyfriend.
So you're with that. You're married them. To Marnie. Then.
You're married.
I'd rather have Hannah be my mom.
Yeah, because you don't really have to hang out with your mom all the time.
right. And also Hannah's like
she's quirky. Like
she like has some like insightful thoughts and I feel like she's getting more mature.
Yeah. And she has her mom to like we'd have a cool grandma.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. And Marty would just be the worst.
The worst. So. It was just like the worst is like dating a complete narcissist.
I'd rather like any relationship with Marnie other than her girlfriend.
Yeah, or boyfriend.
Whatever. Married. Whatever.
Okay. Ask me the next one.
Okay, so we have a variation on shoot, fuck, marry this week. It's called befriend, be adopted by, or shoot.
Very creative, we know. We gotta kill someone in all of them.
Yeah, this is a couples edition. Okay. And the couples are James Kennedy and Raquel, Spencer and Heidi, Donald Trump and Ivanka.
That's not a couple.
Well, it is in the game.
Okay, so would I rather...
Oh, God.
How would you be adopted by a dad and the daughter?
I don't think this is, like, supposed to be real.
So, oh, really? I thought I'm giving these options all the time in real life.
I think that Jordana makes our outlines. I think
Does she mean Melania?
No. I think she's making a dig at how like Donald and Ivanka
are
like a little incestuous.
Okay. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'd so would I rather befriend, be adopted, or shoot?
Okay. Shoot Donald and Ivanka.
Okay.
Befriend James and Rock.
Oh my God. Cal. No,
no.
You can't. Yeah. No, stay away from Spidey. They're crazy. They're brainwashed. We can't.
Okay. Befriend Donald and Ivanka.
Yes. No. this is so hard.
Oh my God.
Shoot
James. No, shoot Donald and Ivanka. You have to.
But you'd have to join either families of Spidey or James Kennedy Reckill. The four most.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I feel like I'm really turning red. I don't know what to do. Okay, you guys need to help us. Please email us and let us know what you would do.
No, we have to give them an answer.
We're going to give them an answer, but you have to tell us what you would do because this is very difficult.
Remember, it's befriend, be adopted by, or shoot James Kennedy and Raquel, Spencer and Heidi, or Donald Trump and Ivanka.
Okay, I think I'm going to...
Maybe be adopted by Donald and Ivanka.
Yeah.
You get a plane.
I think I might. Yeah, like because of all the perks.
Yeah.
Like the monetary financial perks of having family money.
Right. You have to have one perk for each of them.
I would probably shoot James. No.
Befriend.
Shoot Spencer and Heidi.
Yeah. Befriend James and Raquel because they're shit shows and it might be funny.
And you could be on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
Yay.
Great. We did it. That was hard.
Okay. Shoot Fuck Mary, the real version. Selena Gomez. Selena Gomez exes and real people. Okay. The Weeknd, Bieber, and Zedd.
Okay. I don't know anything about Zedd. Like, to really judge him.
He's like a very, I don't know if I could say talented because I don't know anything.
But I don't know anything about him like
DJs
personally.
And talent go together.
Right, like I assume he's talented. Zedd's great. Yeah, but what about him as like a person? I don't know anything about him as a person.
Okay. Well, what do you know about The Weeknd as a person?
He seems chill.
He seems like he got famous later in life, so he's not like he
I
can't be that fucked
I sense that he's
up.
The most marriageable.
Marriageable. Okay, so let's marry The Weeknd, since we're doing this together.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have.
I would have to
make sweet love to the Biebs.
Yeah, but like, yeah.
And
with a condom.
Say bye bye to Zedster. Zedd's dead.
Oh, it's really only because I don't know anything about you, Zedd. But you probably could have beat
The
Weeknd.
He has that great song with Selena Gomez. Wait,
that's not the point.
Wait a minute. Stay. Wait, no, Selena's not in that song. I'm dumb. I'm so sorry. Okay. That is all the time we have today. We love you all so much. Keep telling all of your friends. Thank you so much for all the compliments and your dear betches. And please tell everyone to listen, subscribe, blah, blah, blah. We're going to have an amazing guest coming up in the next couple months. And they're like going to be really, really good. We promise. So, email us shityouwant@betches.com. Follow us on Snapchat. What is our Snap? The_betches and everything else. We love you guys. Bye.
Bye.